Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
It's Wednesday afternoon, and it is raining in some parts of St. Louis rather heavily. I, you know, it's so funny. When I was on the AM side, Fred, I did the weather forecast all the time. Dave always does the forecast. I never read it. So back then, I still would go home, and my wife would say, hey, what's the forecast? I'd say, I don't know, because it just becomes...
It happens to me all the time when I get home.
Right. You just kind of repeat it, and you don't know what you're saying, which should instill confidence by the listeners and the host, for sure. And now I really don't know. So it caught me off guard that we were going to get some more rain, and I guess some heavy rain over the next couple of days, right,
Sue? It's pouring right now at the Boone Bridge. And yeah, it's really affecting traffic, so watch out, because we have another round coming through right now.
Well, we have to start this hour with singing happy birthday to Dennis Patrick Reardon in Chicago, listening this afternoon.
I was telling
Fred about this earlier. He's like, you know, singing on the radio happy birthday probably doesn't sound... I said, I know. We should probably play just a bad version of a happy birthday song, but we're going to sing anyway. Alex is with us. Abby's with us.
Well, Alex can sing. We'll just kind of...
Maybe we should just have you
Watermelon
Dennis,
in the background.
I think a little background help would be great.
All right, we'll try, but we're not good.
You know, I was going to tell you to bring the guitar, and I just didn't do it. But we're just going to sing. We're just going to belt it out. All right. On a one.
Well, let
two.
Alex start us.
Okay, here we go. I was trying to do it
here. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, this is bad.
No, it isn't.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dennis. Happy birthday to you.
Very good.
Yay!
Alex, thank God. 1942. We had a party in Chicago the other day for my dad. 1942, the country had just entered World War II, right? 1941, but then that was the first full year. War bonds were introduced. The Voice of America began broadcasting. Car makers back in that year were making cars, but then they made war materials. Let's see, I got a couple other things. Casablanca made its premiere.
Wow.
Bambi premiered on August 21st. So when my dad was born in 1942, Bambi started a few weeks after that. The first nuclear reactor in the U.S. was created in December that year, and the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps was also created in 1942. 80 years, and he looks, by the way, Sue, you got to meet him.
He's wonderful. Fred, he looks great.
He looks like he's 70.
I saw the picture you posted. He looks younger than you.
He doesn't really age. This is something that seems to
run on
all of the family. So happy birthday, Dad. We will FaceTime tonight, although it's hard to get a hold of them because they go off to dinner
at
4:30 and then they get home at 7:30 or 8.
What'd you send him for his birthday?
Well, here's what's funny about that, Alex. I did have a card that we had, and then we get home on Sunday night after this whirlwind trip, and there is a card still in my backpack. But he's very difficult to buy for. We usually come up with something.
Just send him some Andrea steak sauce.
Well, they already have that.
Okay.
Here's what we should do, though. They're coming to town mid-September. We're going to go to a baseball game. We should go to Andreas.
Let's do it.
That's a good idea.
I've told this story. Honestly, my mom and dad moved here in 1979. My dad was in the insurance business and was transferred. There's a company here called Arthur J. Gallagher was Gallagher Bassett Insurance at the time. So he was transferred to work on United Van Lines business here in St. Louis. So that's how we got here. They moved back to Chicago, I think it was 1988. But they discovered the steak sauce, and for years I brought it back up to Chicago. So nice plug for Andrea's. That's pretty good. Hey, I had a question before we get into Sue's News. How was the meeting today? We had a show meeting earlier today.
We did?
At 12 noon.
I didn't know about it.
Apparently nobody did.
How did it go?
Was that the meeting I walked in on? Was that the one I walked in on?
No, that was the employee task force.
Okay, that's there were so many meetings in that front conference room.
We really did have a show meeting? Are you kidding me, Fred? Were you there?
No, I wasn't.
So half the show was
It was rescheduled.
No, it was rescheduled. But honest to God, here's the thing, Fred, and I'm going with this right now. I get a text from our boss, Steve Moore. It's about noon, and he says, you know, are you ready for the show meeting? And I said...
What show?
I can't remember exactly what I said, but nope, I'm at home right now, and I haven't even showered. I don't know if I said that. But let's see, I got to go to the
You said you were at
here.
Home preparing for today's show.
Which I, believe it or not, Fred, I know that sounded like a lie. I was doing that. I was reading that piece at that moment in Politico that I referenced.
Oh, okay.
Now, if he would have checked with me like 3 or 4 minutes before that, I probably was just practicing a golf swing or something like that. But at that very moment, that was not a lie. So he's, what did they say?
It was a great
wait a minute.
Text.
Did Steve go to his own show meeting and didn't discuss anything? What is happening?
Okay, here's my point. I think he forgot about it too. So I get, it says, are you guys here for the show audit? They're calling it a show. This is at 12:09. It was supposed to start at 12, right? I think everybody forgot. Trisha admitted she forgot. So Fred said, well, I said something that started with F. And then Fred said, I'm here. And then Steve said, where are you, Mark? I said, I'm at home reading show prep currently. Can I jump on video? Then the answer was no. And I said, please? He said, no. And then I said, well, I got nothing. And
this sounds productive.
He said, tomorrow... 12:30 work. I said yes. Now, here's the thing. They point out all the time that this is in my calendar, right? I don't look at my calendar. I don't look at that. So the odds.
That's what it's for.
If Vegas was setting the odds, Fred, you know this, right? If Vegas was setting the odds on the chances of me making this meeting today, especially coming off of vacation and election night, right? I mean, good Lord, I had to work 6 hours yesterday. That's a lot of trauma.
You should not say things like that. I'll tell you what, I'm just going to tell you.
But they would have been 10,000 to 1. 10,000 to 1 odds.
If you ever need Mark to go to a meeting, I've learned this.
Yeah, well, what's the key?
You definitely need to text him
Food.
A, the night before.
That's
a good
plan.
And the morning
of. The morning of.
Yes, okay.
And then, there has to be food or golf or just like something along the lines of that involved. You know, otherwise, he's not. I've never met a person that like you send an email to and it's like, hey, I forwarded you the email 4 times, and Mark's like, yeah, I don't use that email.
I wish this was not true. This wasn't true. But so Alex, you should do, wait, hang on, Frank, I'm going to let you do this. You should propose this to the sales staff and to Becky that you have an Odyssey training session to teach them how to communicate with me properly.
There's few people that can.
Yeah, because that makes sense. You shouldn't just do the right thing.
So does this mean you never check your calendar, your Odyssey calendar?
I think I'm going to have to take the fifth on that. I really do.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, happy birthday, Dennis. That really is awesome. Ooh, that made me think that when my mom and her sisters were trying to get something for my grandfather, who was, you know, hard to buy for, too, they settled on his favorite cheese because he couldn't. If you would send him something he didn't need, he would say send it back and say, thanks, but I don't need this.
That's pretty much what my dad has done similar things, I think, over the years.
So if he has a favorite cheese, they thought, well, it won't go bad. You know, he could just cut it and eat it, and he'll be happy. So just a word of advice.
Oh, there you go.
You think about his favorite edible.
Talking
on this
THC
day,
or CBD?
No, I don't
you
mean
got
that.
To ask him that question. My wife is in the industry.
Favorite edible food and foodstuffs. All right, well, besides Dennis' birthday, 530 years ago today, come on, say it with me. In 1492, Christopher Columbus set sail. He sailed the ocean blue. Abby, do they still use that thing?
Yeah, they do.
Then what were the three ships that went with Christopher Columbus.
I got
Fred.
This one.
I actually know
this.
Yeah, you know this. Does everybody remember it?
I do the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria.
Well, you're Italian. You got to get that. Thank yeah. God.
Of
right?
all things that all of us can remember, that is it.
Well, that's the song from in Step Brothers when they're like on the boat. They're like the Nina, the Pinta,
that's
the
why
Santa
you remember
Maria.
It. That's
how you remember it.
Okay, whatever that's, works.
Hey, you just got to associate it with something that makes sense.
Oh, the rest of us legit remembered it, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, thank you. Okay. Now, the voyage cost about $7,000, $3,000 for his three ships, his personal salary of $300, that's what you get a year for doing that, and $2.50 per crew member per month. Not so bad. 51 years ago today, this one has music, in 1971, Ringo Starr received a gold record for this song.
You know, I have so much more. Not that I had anything against Ringo. I've liked Ringo, but ever since I watched that Beatles documentary that was out
really?
Earlier, I just loved
that.
Ringo in that. He's just so real, and he's funny, too.
Yeah.
And he farted in that, and he made light of it, too, which is
Did
another
he?
Thing. Yes, he said.
I'll look over that.
That was, I farted. That's what he said.
I don't know why you saying that is so entertaining to me. Ringo, by the way, wrote this tune himself, and it went gold. So that was 51 years ago today. In 18 years ago, I thought this was interesting because I did not remember this. In 2004, the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty was reopened to tourists for the first time since the attacks of 9/11 in 2001. It was shut down for 3 years. Do you remember that?
No.
So does that mean that people were able to go to the island, but they weren't able to go like inside? I've been
I'm
to
not
the
sure
island,
they could
so
go to the
I've
island.
Never been into.
Can you still
the
go?
Statue
I don't think you can go in it anymore.
No,
can
the,
you?
The rest of the statue was opened 5 years later in 2009, but yeah, it was closed down for that long. I mean, we weren't allowed to fly traffic after 9/11.
I will say this
time.
Again, though. You know, if you have the opportunity to go to New York, make sure you put the 9/11 memorial on the list. Fred, you went there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's
it
great.
It really is impressive. It's sad, but impressive.
Legendary broadcaster Vin Scully passed away yesterday. He was just awesome. He was 94. What a career in the booth. He spent 67 years calling Dodgers games. That means he was there back in the Brooklyn Dodgers days. Think about that. It's nuts. We have a little bit of sound from him, I think.
From a Cardinals game.
Tonight, the first-place Dodgers and the St. Louis Cardinals, led by Jim Edmonds with 17 home runs and Pujols with 21. It's time for Dodger Baseball. Live from Dodger Stadium, Fox Sports Net 2 presents the Dodgers as they take on the St. Louis Cardinals.
That was in July of 2002 with some big names that won a couple of World Series.
How about that?
Eventually. It took a while. That was 2002, so they lost in 2004 and then 2006 and 2011.
Yeah, it took them a few more years.
Wow. He has already been in the Baseball Hall of Fame for 40 years. That's how good yeah, and
so,
amazing
so
he is.
So how long did Mike Shannon, was it? Did Shannon do 40 years?
I think it was 50.
It was 50.
Yeah.
So think about that, like even longer than Shannon.
67 years. It's nuts to think about. He's beloved. And by all accounts, just a fantastic person. Okay, there is a forum online where restaurant chefs are sharing the red flags that you look for to reveal if a restaurant is, quote, low quality.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Most of them are things you should notice.
No, I know nothing about this.
Uh-huh. This is
a good list.
Most of them are things you should notice before you order. Now, here are a few.
I think we should take a guess, maybe, no?
Okay, go ahead. What are your thoughts? What is the first indication you think this is not going to be good?
Well, dirty table, maybe.
What do you say,
I
Alex?
Think if, like, they bring you bread and the bread's no good.
Yes, that's number six. If they can't get the bread right, they're not going to get the meal right.
Well, if they can't get the drink order right, I guess, along those lines.
Well, what do you think, Abby? What's your first indication?
Sticky floors.
Ooh,
yes.
Sticky floors.
Carpet is one of the most disgusting things. Vacuuming only goes so far, and if it's old, it is sticky, and that is a good clue. Fred, what are your thoughts?
What if they don't have water at your table?
Nope, that's just, that's not in there. The number one answer, Mark, did you want to know?
I don't know. What are we missing
Smell.
Here?
Smell.
Oh, yeah, well, that.
All right, if there's a sour smell or disinfectant, that's a red flag. If there's a fish tank, look at it. If it's clean, the kitchen is too. If it's not, it isn't. Dirty bathrooms, dirty floors equals dirty kitchen. And a huge menu is a sign that food is frozen and the ingredients are not fresh.
Really?
Oh.
Which I found to be very interesting.
Is that how you explain the Cheesecake Factory's menu?
Absolutely.
Yes. Really?
100%. And if you can smell the seafood when you walk in, it's not fresh. If you see a lot of plates half full, run. And if there are stock photos on the menu instead of pictures of their actual food, bye-bye now. Take off. It's not going to be good. And finally, in Sue's news, today's random fact. Not sure which one else you... Okay. Michael Jackson has earned approximately $2.4 billion since his death.
Wow.
$2.4 billion.
Do you know primarily on music publishing
music,
rights?
Music, yeah, but he had a tour with the... what do you call it? The not him, but the
hologram.
That did a lot as well.
Yeah, but does that include the money? Because didn't he own the Beatles music?
Probably.
So does that include
Yep. Probably.
Yep.
That's interesting. Uh-huh. That is interesting. Thank you, Sue. Mm-hmm. Wrapping up another edition here for, I believe it's August 3rd, the birthday of Dennis Reardon in Arlington Heights, Illinois.
Love it.
Happy 80th birthday, 423. I have a story about Disney and the thing that I hate the most at Walt Disney World in Florida. And also this Demi Lovato stuff on gender. I'm going to drag Alex and Hayes into this.
Uh-oh.
We'll share it next on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, welcome back. 4:30, 97.1 FM Talk with Mark Reardon. Sue is here. Fred and Hayes from Y98. Alex Rich joining us. Abby in the studio. We have a gang in here for a couple of different topics I wanted to toss out. Hayes, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I want to start out by shouting out my neighbors, Jim and Cheryl, big-time fans of Mark Reardon and 97.1, and they said they're going to tune in today, so hopefully
so. We love it. That's great. You've told me about them before. You should invite them in when we do Price is Wrong or something like that and get them here in the studio. We might even be able to make one of them a contestant
for the right price.
Usually there's some quid pro quo, some payola involved in that, but no, I'm kidding. Good Lord, the attorneys are... I'm already in trouble with the boss for making fun of him.
That's
going
to come up at tomorrow's meeting.
Yes, exactly. All right. Let me start with, I got a few things for you. I'm watching, Fred knows this because I texted him. I said, I need this audio. I was watching Fox earlier today, and they were doing a story that was more lighthearted. And you all have headphones on, so I'm going to play the audio. This is just how this came across to me, and then I want to get reaction. Hang on. This is John Roberts.
So what's your worst nightmare? Well, for some people, a malfunction at the most magical place on Earth might have been it. Guests on Disney World's It's a Small World ride stranded for more than an hour after it broke down. Video shows one boat stuck and slightly tipped over with several people inside, others stuck in at least one other boat behind that. One rider says the song was on repeat the whole time.
Terrible.
Well, that's the ride, right? And calls the experience, quote, torture.
I would say it is torture. Yes. Now, I've been to Disney World twice in Orlando. I've never been to Disneyland. And the first time I was there, it was probably 20 years ago. I did not have any children with me at the time. And I made the mistake of going on this ride, It's a Small World. Yep. And I've said ever since then that I realized a couple of different things. One, I'm not a Disney person, okay? And two, it's not just a flipping small world after all, because that thing goes on and on. Even if you're not stuck in there for an hour, it seems like you're in there for an hour.
Yes. Why were you on that ride with no children?
Because it was my first time at Disney World. I was actually there for a conference. I didn't go go to Disney World, but I was there for a conference. This is kind of horrifying to think about it, because I was the president of a local food bank in central Missouri.
Oh, wow.
Why I was appointed to such an important position at that particular time in my life, I have no idea. But
you
went
were standing in line, heard this tune, and thought, I'm getting on this ride.
I'd heard the tune because I'd heard it my whole life. Right, Abby?
Yep.
I could be wrong, but I think that was the first ride at Disney.
It might be. Now, Abby and I think, agree on this, right?
Yeah. I, you know, grew up hearing this song just like everyone else. And so when my family went to Disney when I was in high school, I was so excited to ride this ride because it's something you know. And then I got on it, and I'm pretty sure it's one of my least favorite rides, and I would pay someone to make sure I never got on it again.
It's a nothing burger. Yeah. It's a nothing burger with this song going on over and over
again. However, we have a different perspective here this afternoon.
Okay, I'm going to defend the song.
All right, Fred.
What do you rock out to it in your car or what?
No, it just has good memories for me. The first time I heard it, I was a parent. Took my two sons, six and four.
But that's reasonable.
And we went through. And it's just a good song. It was just a happy time.
What was a happy time? I don't know if it's a good song.
That's fair.
A lot of rides are breaking down there. They had to shut down the Magic Mountain ride. The logjam got tipped over. So they're shutting that down. After 30 years. So this is the second time within a month or two issues are going on.
I'm more of a 2 feet on the ground guy myself.
Yep, me too, man. As you fly every weekend, but.
All right, second issue. This is something else I heard this morning. I have to admit, and I've done this every once in a while, that occasionally I listen to, as a terrestrial radio guy, satellite radio. When I'm not listening to Hayes on Y98.
Right. There we go.
Our other audio stations. So I'll be honest with you, a lot of the reasons I listen, I monitor Fox, BBC World, occasionally I'll put on CNN, but I don't like listening to all this stuff when my daughter's in the car just because it gets crazy with COVID and everything else. But this is one I actually turned down, and I turned it down, and then I rewound it. She said at one point when she was listening to this, she goes, what are they talking about? I said, I don't know. Are they talking about COVID? I said, yeah, I think they're talking about COVID. And I turned it down, but I have that function where you can kind of rewind it.
Yeah.
So this is terrible audio, but I want to play it for you, and then I'll explain it a little bit more.
Demi Lovato is once again adopting some new pronouns. Well, not really adopting new ones, going back to she, her. I think she's keeping they, them as an option, but she says she's feeling more feminine lately.
Okay.
And she says, you know, it's just, she's very fluid when it comes to her gender, and she sort of just, like, for a while was feeling super masculine and was sort of just feeling like not really one or the other. It was just sort of like, I'm just kind of different to my core. So this is what it is now. So now you can say she, her,
and it's okay.
And they're all going to work. And
now,
she,
I wonder who he is.
What do you mean?
Maybe she met somebody
who
brought out the feminine side of
it. All right, so I just want to say, and I'll play you Demi Lovato, if there is, this is why I said in the last hour, that if you are someone out there who has a child, maybe like my older kids, who have referred to me as transphobic because I think that man parts and lady parts are different. But if this doesn't blow the biggest hole into this gender nonsense, I don't know what will. This is exposing the lunacy that this stuff is. So listen to her.
Adopted the pronouns of she, her again. So for me, I'm such a fluid person. I felt like, especially last year, my energy was balanced and my masculine and feminine energy. I didn't feel necessarily like a woman. I didn't feel like a man. I just felt like a human. And that's what they, them is about for me. It's just about like feeling human at your core. Recently, I've been feeling more feminine. And so I've adopted she, her again. But I think what's important is like nobody's perfect.
It's just, this is the point. She didn't feel like a woman. Well, she is a woman. That's the problem. You might not feel like a woman, but Demi, you are a woman. And throwing these pronouns back and forth is a joke. And you guys don't have to comment on this because if you do, then you get emails and Twitter. And I don't want to drag you into something. I don't really care at this point in my life because I reject it. Mm-hmm. And I'm not, by the way, I don't deny that there are people who have true gender dysphoria. I think that there are cases like that. But this has gone well beyond that. 60% of the kids in a second, third, fourth, fifth grade class are not transphobic, okay? And we're seeing teachers that are relating to this. So it's got to stop. And for him, for her to come out, oh, there we go. For they to come out here and say, you know, I'm fluid when it comes to my gender, my sexuality, this has an influence on these young kids that are already confused because of the pandemic. They're isolated. They're alienated. No, there's no fluidity, okay? If you want to dress like you're more masculine or more feminine, we all do it. I can get in touch with my feminine side every once in a while. That sounds a little weird, but you know what I mean.
Right.
But this is a complete and utter joke, and it has to stop. And if this isn't, you know, absolutely exhibit A in the nonsense, then I really don't know what is at this point. It's nonsense.
There is there was somewhere where someone was identifying as a cat. And I'm not.
It's not just someone. No. It's not just someone. This is happening around the country with these kids. And that's just, come on. And parents are trying to say, oh, you know what? We have to just let our children sort of get through this. No, I don't think so. I think you need to be parents. Now, someone wants to do whatever they want to do when they're 18 or 21, when they're an adult, you go for it. But just changing pronouns back and forth, there's plenty of evidence right now, and there's more and more people coming out who have transitioned and writing pieces, whether they're on the Substack board or in the Washington Post or the LA Times, saying, we made a mistake. I don't want you to make this same mistake that I made. Go slow. Maybe there are true cases of gender dysphoria. Talk with your doctor. You know, talk through this. Think about it a little bit. Let's not just throw pronouns back and forth and decide one day we're a man and one day we're a woman. That's got to stop. It's ridiculous. And yes, I'm transphobic. Okay, there we go. We just admit it.
Isn't everybody kind of referred to as they, them? Like when you're just talking in a setting, like
in that context, I don't think. You know, it's like, hey, there they are. Not like, oh, like, I know. When I say, hey, they're over there, I know that Mark is a man over there and Alex is a, you know, male over here.
I agree with that.
But, you know, even, and I've offered this example. You walk by a group of people. I do it all the time and I catch myself now thinking, oh, did I misgender someone, right? But you say there might be maybe a couple of women or maybe there's a couple of women with a couple of men or whatever. You say, hey, guys, how's it going?
Oh,
that
I know.
That is so generic.
Right.
Yeah.
Nobody in their right mind should consider that type of statement, the way that it's been used over decades now in this country, is somehow misgendering you because I said, hey, guys, or because, you know, Jeff Probst on Survivor used to say, and this is one of the biggest jokes, they got so woke over there because he would say, come on in, guys. It was one of the staples of Survivors that any fan would refer to, and you would say it before Jeff said it. You know, as a fan, you're watching the show, you'd know that the competitors were coming in. I still watch Survivor, unfortunately, and I probably won't anymore, but they went woke on that. It's ridiculous. It's got to stop. Please, for the love of God, make it stop. Sorry. And notice that I'm hanging out on the gender limb here, and you guys aren't helping me, but that's okay. I understand, because it's
I mean, I got to be careful over on the radio stations, too, because there's certain artists that identify. So I just say—
Well, Demi Lovato,
yeah, like her,
for example.
But why, you know—
Or Sam Smith
now,
is one of them.
But now, like, so you said her. So, like, before she announces, like, would that have been
inappropriate
to say? You know what I mean?
If I were doing the story, if I was just talking about Demi Lovato today, not knowing— That, or let's say she hadn't issued her big statement about going back to she, her, and I was calling her a woman. Well, that's inappropriate. That's wrong. That's going to trigger someone. I had this conversation. This is amazing, because this is the nonsense that's going on right now. I have a nephew that's in Minneapolis, and he's in sales. He works for a big company up there. And he says he's gotten to the point where some of his managers and his bosses have to coddle these young woke kids so much, because someone will say something on a Zoom call or in a meeting, and they may, oh my God, if they misgender someone or say something that might just be dancing on the edges of you've offended me, they want to take a day off the next day to deal with the PTSD from something that was said on a Zoom call. We've been going and transforming and really experiencing the wussification of this country for probably about 30 years. We've now put the wussification of this country on steroids moving forward. And everyone, except for idiots like me, who probably one day, let's just go on the record here, will get fired for something like this, for saying something controversial, and I'll be attacked. We're the only ones that want to say anything, because everyone else, and I get it, doesn't want to be canceled.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
That's why I say, like, when a certain artist's album comes out, I just say their name, because I don't know if it's going to change like that or not. So here's the new album.
But that's good. I mean, you could take it further. People are getting offended by anything and everything that anybody says these days, right? Like, and it goes further than just this conversation. It's you know, it's so much deeper than that, which is crazy.
I'm going to offer another example here. I told this story a few weeks ago. So I have a friend who's gay, gay couple, and the partner of my friend works at, you know what Chloe is? Chloe is like a big, do you know what Chloe is?
I don't.
It's like a big person, like expensive person, like Coach. I don't know what it is. So there's someone who has transferred from one store to another to work with my friend's partner. And that person, they get an email and say, well, this person wants to be referred to as them, it's not she, her, they're transitioned, right? So the person comes over, and then there's somebody that comes through, and apparently it's like a family from Kansas, and they're going into the store, and the family leaves, and this person says, in front of everyone else in the store, well, I bet that, you know, redneck Midwestern family from Kansas has never seen a queer person before. Now, here's where it's interesting, okay? So my friend's partner, who's gay, came back, was mad about that. And I've said this before, and this is very true. There is a big, big disconnect and a widening gap between the LGB, who have fought very hard for their rights over
100%.
The last 50 years, and the TQIA LMNOP group, right? Mm-hmm. Because his response to that was, wait a second, I'm not queer. I'm gay.
Right.
And
right.
you're all sensitive, dancing around they, them, she, her, he, him. You want to get your little feelings hurt, but you don't mind going out there and saying something that might offend the other person. That's why it's such BS, and that's why it needs to be called out. And that's why, by the way, I feel very strongly. I have a lot of gay friends and fewer lesbian friends, but they're sick of this too.
Yeah,
they really are.
It is. I have friends. I have gay friends too, and we just had a conversation recently, and it's like, it's a big separation, big disconnect.
Because even with, here's an example too. If you are a gay man and you have a woman who has transitioned to be a man, and you're not attracted to that person who used to be a woman, you're transphobic. That's what they're told. Utter lunacy. Thank you for letting me vent. Hey, it's great to see you. Alex Rich, take care.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I don't know. I'm assuming most people know who Alex Jones is. You know who Alex Jones is?
I don't think so.
Insane talk show host. Crazy guy. He's the guy who thought that, and he told his listeners that Sandy Hook wasn't real.
Oh.
Right. So the parents of all those little children who were killed in that massacre many years ago are suing Alex Jones for defamation. I mean, he's truly insane. And I do apologize to those of you out there who are fans of Alex Jones because you're insane, too. But it's been awesome what's been happening in court this week. He had to admit, by the way, under oath, that Sandy Hook was 100% real. And you know, you
wait a minute. Why was he in court?
Because they're suing him for defamation.
Oh, good.
They're trying to take his money from him, right? So he was reminded by someone in court yesterday by a woman named Scarlett Lewis, whose son Jesse was murdered. You're still on your show today trying to say that I'm implying that I'm an actress, that I'm deep state. What? You have this week. Imagine having to confront an amoral goblin like this guy who monetized your child's death by pretending it didn't really happen and grasping for a way to shame him. She says, now this was written by Ala Pundit over on Hot Air. She says, my son existed. I'm a real mom. So he had to admit that it was real. But this is another unbelievable thing. According to, and he was questioned today by an attorney for the parents about whether there were any texts on his phone related to Sandy Hook that should have been included in the discovery between the parties. So he testified during the deposition that there weren't. So Blankston asked him and caught him today. It was a holy blank moment in one of the best maybe in American trial history, because he says that Jones's lawyers accidentally turned over the text messages, not just the text messages about Sandy Hook, mind you, which all exist, all of Jones's text messages for years. Accidentally. So
accidentally?
Now, well, I mean, maybe you can say.
Wow.
So the judge has been great in this, and he's been lying left and right.
Mr. Jones, you may not say to this jury that you complied with discovery. That is not true. You may not say it again. You may not tell this jury that you are bankrupt. That is also not true. You're already under oath to tell the truth. You've already violated that oath twice today in just those two examples. It seems absurd to instruct you again that you must tell the truth while you testify. Yet here I am. You must tell the truth while you testify. This is not your show. You need to slow down and not take what you see as opportunities to further the message you're wanting to further. And instead, only answer the specific and exact question you have been asked.
Alex Jones is an evil, evil person.
Wow.
And he lies about a lot of things. And what's great about this is, and by the way, you almost have to wonder if the attorneys did it on purpose. Because
you
even imagine a circumstance where, I don't know, they turned over every electronic communication he's had for years instead of the ones that they just needed for the case. So guess who weighed in very, very quickly on this? Someone named Kelly Jones. You know who Kelly Jones is?
Mm.
That's Alex Jones's ex-wife, who goes on Twitter and says, hey, I'm Alex Jones' ex-wife. I'm going to subpoena this data. Won a jury, lost my kids for blowing the whistle on InfoWars. Subpoena request will go out today.
Holy cow.
Oh, Alex Jones, it's going to be so much fun to watch you go down bigly. That's what I'd say. 4:55, third hour of the show coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.